Thank you, Bibles. Please turn to the book of Malachi, chapter 1. Malachi, chapter 1. We'll read verse 6 together. If you go to the book of Matthew and turn back about two pages, you'll be there. Malachi, chapter 1. We're going to read verse 6 in unison together. Malachi chapter 1, verse number 6. Here. Still a lot of pages. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Let's read verse 6 together all in unison. Ready? A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is mine honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priests that despise my name. And ye say, wherein have we despised thy name? Now turn to Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4, we're going to read verse 1 together. Revelation chapter 4, verse number 1. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. Let's read this in unison together. Ready? After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee the things which thou must be hereafter. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for being here in this place today. Lord, I believe this is a place that you are pleased with. It's obvious by the number of people that walk these aisles and trust you as their Savior by the dozens, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. Father, you have seemed to just hover over this place. Now fill our preacher with your power tonight. Fill us with your power as we listen. Change our hearts, change our lives, Lord, so that we could be more like you. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'll read to you again the two verses that we read together earlier. We find in Revelation chapter 4, verse number 11, the Bible says, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. Then in Malachi chapter 1, verse number 6, it says, A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If I then be a father, where is mine honor? I believe in honoring people if honor is due them. I think the Bible teaches it. I think it's an act of respect. I think it's an act of respect for authority and success, and I think God approves of that. Children, be reminded, the Bible teaches that a child should honor their father and their mother. I think the young people should show homage or honor to those that are older and those that have been around longer. Now here at Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church, it has been my privilege and our privilege to share in honoring many, many different people. We have an annual athletic awards banquet where we give honor to those that have worked hard, and we give honor to the people that are in our athletic program at Martinsburg Christian Academy, both our athletes, our cheerleaders. We also have an academic honor award banquet for Martinsburg Christian Academy, and we give awards away to the young people for their diligence in study and achieving well with their merits and in their academic studies. We know that here on Mother's Day, often we'll take the time to honor our mothers. A couple years ago, I preached a sermon about how mothers were like a flower, and I gave every mother a white carnation. Some of you remember that. Why? We were honoring mothers. On Father's Day, we always at least have the men stand, and we honor them for being good dads and good men. Veterans Day, we have honored our veterans. Of course, recently, nearly 120 people were given gifts from our church in honor of being veterans or military people. You'll remember, some of you remember back, we honored Frank Buckles. At that time, a man that was 103 years old, World War I, World War II, a veteran, a man that had been a POW. We honored him, and we tried to treat him right. Since then, he's been to the White House and met with President Bush. We gave him a place in our mausoleum where his family could put him to rest. We bought him a meal. He goes, Frank Buckles goes down. I think now he's 106, 107 years old, something like that. He goes to a certain restaurant here in town. He gets himself a half a cup of coffee and a hot dog every day. And I told him for the rest of his life I would buy that meal for him as he goes to that restaurant. Well, I'm a big spender, you know, a hot dog and half a cup of coffee. That's not like caviar and champagne. But we promised him that. Why? We did that in honor of Frank Buckles. I remember when we were celebrating and honoring Dr. Smith, the previous pastor here. He and Mrs. Smith. Remember, we sent them on a trip to Hawaii. Remember Dr. Smith's grass skirt that he brought back. But we set up the memorabilia, the little museum. Those of you that are new in our church, if you've never been over to the entryway of Martinsburg Christian Academy Gymnasium, you need to go over there. You need to see the pulpit from which he preached, and you need to see the honor that we gave him. And that's when, back then, we made sure that he had a salary to carry him through his retirement. We support him as a missionary, and he has an office here on the property. And then Mrs. Smith, it must have been that year, the year after, at the East Coast Ladies Conference, we made sure that she got a little, what we'd call retirement check weekly, a little something, so she had some mad money to spend. All ladies need money to spend. And so we did that. Remember when we honored Brother and Mrs. Osherman? They had used an old wood panel station wagon to bring people into church and kind of, in a way, launched the bus ministry thrust around here. And we named our bus garage after them, calling it the Osherman Bus Garage. We honored our missionaries, and every year in March at our missions conference, we treat missionaries like heroes, and we always honor them and do something special for them. Some of you will remember when we honored Brother Bajan and Brother Tennis as they received their doctor's degrees from the different Bible colleges right here in this pulpit. We honor our high school graduates when it's graduation time. Those that graduate either from the public school or the Christian school, they walk across this platform and we honor them for their achievement. They get a little gift of a Bible from me and Mrs. Owens, and we take a moment and we give them credit for what they have done. We've honored some with the dedication of our yearbook at Martinsburg Christian Academy. One year we dedicated it to, Mrs. Jean Mongan. One year we dedicated it to Brother Ronnie Shiflett, I think. He was youth director when I came here. Mrs. Duke, Steve and Pam Knight, we dedicated that yearbook to them. Mrs. Smith, I think, one year in the last 5 or 6 years, we dedicated to Joanne Smith. And then this year to Joan Kane. You remember we had a watch night service, and Dr. Dennis Coral, the editor of Revival Fires, came. And we honored him. He came up here and he sat like a king on a throne, and we honored him with gifts. We gathered a bunch of subscriptions to the Revival Fires newspaper for him. He liked banana pudding, and we gave him about 100 boxes of Jell-O brand banana pudding that night. And Pepsi. We gave him enough Pepsi to carry him through the rest of his life. He's a Pittsburgh Steeler fan, and I think that night we gave him one of those great big blow-up Pittsburgh Steeler dolls or whatever it was. But what were we doing? We were honoring someone. Dr. Wendell Evans was with us 1 year at Watch Night Service. And if you'll remember correctly, we gave him a bunch of things, John Deere things. He's a John Deere collector. And we gave him, I think it was about 200 packs of Freedent gum, because that's the kind of gum that he chewed. And then we piled him full with old books, collectible books. Why? We were honoring him. We had some of our teachers that retired. The full-time teachers were retired from Martinsburg Christian Academy. Mrs. Bajan, Mrs. Klaus, and Mrs. Helen Smith. And we honored them over the school and had a little party for them. Once we honored our nursery directors and assistant directors, you'll remember it, we brought them up and we gave them some gifts and we tried to show them honor. You remember one night we had a full night all about the bus ministry. That night we had 100 people or so surrender to become bus workers. But that night every bus captain received a gift basket and they received some honor. The police officers that work in our community, remember the city police, the state police, the sheriff, we honored them and we sent them out for a meal and gave them a gift. We did the same thing with the firemen and the paramedics. We honored our deacons. Some of you won't remember this. But I think it was a year after I was called here as pastor. We were down in Inwood. Bob, what's the name of that place? Heritage? Okay, Heritage Hall. We're down at Heritage Hall in Inwood, and we had, I think it was a Valentine banquet, and we honored all the deacons that took part in helping to call me here as pastor. Some of you remember. Took a real neat picture of all of them, and boy, that's back when Frank Shepherd was still alive and Brother Montgomery was still around, and we honored those men for their influence, and we honored them for the work that they have done. This last week, we honored Mrs. Duke, 30 years as an employee of this church. We honored the assistant pastors. Let me tell you something. We spend time honoring people, and I think that's okay. I think that's good. I do not think that God is disappointed in that. But let me tell you, if anybody deserves to be honored, it's our God. It's our God. Our God deserves to be honored. Isaiah 43, verse number 20 says this, "The beasts of the field shall honor me." This is God speaking. He says, "The dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people and my chosen." Here the Bible says that the dragons or the lizards, they honor our God. It says that the owls honor our God. You know, wouldn't it be a sad thing if the animals had the good sense to honor God and you and I as human beings did not honor our God? I think in our busyness and in our lives, as we honor one another, and I think it's good. Again, I don't think God minds that. I think God teaches a certain respect and that the honor is okay from one human to another. But let me say to you, always at the top of the totem pole should be our God. Our God should always be honored in our life. You've seen how we've honored people. I mentioned a moment ago, we had Dr. Wendell Evans, and he would be considered president emeritus of the Bible College there now. He was up here setting, and we had people from the audience, they came up and they gave him gifts of books. And many, many people came from everywhere and laid those at his feet. We had people that brought him some gum and laid it at his feet. The John Deere collection, we got plates and t-shirts and pennants, and we brought them up and we laid them at his feet. You say, "Well, Brother Owens, I've seen how we honored those people. I've seen how we treated those people. How in the world could you honor God?" Let me tell you some things that you can spiritually lay at the feet of Jesus. Let me tell you some things that the Bible teaches that you and I can do to honor our Heavenly Father. You see, because He deserves the honor and the glory for everything that happens and every good thing that happens. Let me give you some things. First of all, you can honor your God by living a clean life. By living a clean life. Now look, you benefit from living a clean life. Others benefit from living a clean life, but ultimately, our God is honored by a clean life. You ought to live clean just to honor your God. If you would just bring your life and lay a clean life at the feet of Jesus Christ, it would bring honor to Him. The Bible says this in Jeremiah 33, verse 8 and 9. "And I will cleanse them from all their iniquity, whereby they have sinned against me. And I will pardon all their iniquities, whereby they have sinned, whereby they have transgressed against me. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and honor." God said, when you live your life in a clean way, God said, you are honoring me. You know, we honor some people from time to time, but you and I ought to honor God every day of our life. Every day we ought to present our bodies and present our lives in a clean fashion to our God. Your pure life honors God. Martinsburg Christian Academy student, when you obey the rules in that rule book, you are honoring your God. Telling the truth honors your God. Living a separate life. You know, folks, we're supposed to be different from the world. We're not supposed to live like the world. We're not to dress the way they dress, act the way they act, listen to their music. We're not to get in on all their entertainments. We are to honor God with our lives. Having a good Christian testimony is honoring God. If we could have God in a body on this platform this evening, every one of us ought to be willing to come forward and lay our life in front of Him and say, "God, I'm giving you the gift of a clean life to honor you." Much like we honored Dr. Coral, much like we honored so many others. Look, folks, if we're going to honor all of those folks who, by the way, all of those folks, including yourself and me, we're all sinners, we ought to honor our God. But we won't do it by giving God his favorite soda. We won't do it by giving God a collectible John Deere item. God collects clean lives. God wants your life, and he wants it to be clean, so you honor him. Let me give you something else that honors your God. Loving the poor. Loving the poor. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 31 says, he that oppresseth the poor reproacheth his maker, but he that honoreth him hath mercy on the poor. Here God said, when you are good to the poor, God said, you are honoring me. Oh, I wish you could picture it. Every one of you bus captains and bus workers, when you go out to the poor and the needy and you meet your needs, it's as if you're laying that service at the feet of our God and saying, God, today I honor you by taking care of the poor. Over the Thanksgiving holiday, and I gave you some numbers, I can't remember them all, but we tried to help a lot of people. We tried to get some food into the belly of some poor people, and I think God said, I'm honored by that. I'm honored when you take care of the poor. We recently had the privilege of providing some clothes to some people that were needy. One of our good ladies in the choir helped me. She did some shopping for me and helped me get some clothing to help someone. And you know something? God was honored. He was honored because we put clothes on a poor back and shoes on some poor feet and food in a poor belly. God said, that honors me. That honors me. God is not asking you to lay at his feet something monetary. That honors God. God wants your life. God wants your heart. Treating the poor with respect and dignity honors God. Let me say to all of us, I don't think you ought to ever tease the poor people. Don't you ever look down your nose at the poor people. We're going to have some poor folks that come in here. We're going to have some folks that don't have much. We're going to have some folks that maybe they don't know how to care for themselves quite right. They don't have the training in regard to their personal hygiene. They don't have the kind of clothes that you have and the kind of clothes that I have. Let me tell all of you, those people are as welcome at the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church as everybody else. Those are the people that would have attended Jesus' church. And so, you know, this is Jesus' church, and the poor are welcome here. Why? God said, if you want to honor me, take care of the poor people. If you want to honor me, clean up your life. Thirdly, God told us that we could honor him by tithing properly. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, the Bible says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. What God is telling us here is our first fruits. We're to give the first one-tenth of our income to the Lord. We call it tithing. And God says here he's honored with that. And when he talks about first fruits, we're even talking about, and I know there are people that do this. If you get you a garden and you grow you some potatoes, You ought to give one-tenth of those potatoes away. God's the one that gave you the increase. Make your taters grow. Somebody came to see me, and I was going to preach this sermon tonight anyway. Somebody came to see me and said, preacher, I'm going to give you a little bit of meat. We had an animal that we slaughtered, and we want to tithe on the increase. God gave us an animal, and God made that animal and fed that animal and caused that animal to grow. We want to tithe on that meat. That's what it means. The Bible says we are to tithe on all our increase. Whatever God increases us, he's asking for a tenth of it back. We tithe through the local New Testament church. You can't tithe in paying your Christian school bill. That's not tithing. You're getting a service there. But the Bible says God is honored when we tithe properly. Let me give you something else that honors God. By loving the church. Loving the church brings honor to God. Listen to this. Psalm 26:8, it says, Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Now, we have a home in heaven someday, but here on this earth, we call the church the house of God. And God said, I honor those. And God tells us we can honor him if we will show respect and reverence to the house of God. I think I can say this, and I'm in good company. I love the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church. I love it. I love this place. I love this church. I love this building. I love those chandeliers. I love that organ. I love that piano. I love most of this carpeting. I won't figure it out. We're either going to get it cleaned up or we're going to burn it. I'm going to plant grass in the hallways. But I love this place. I love my church. Whatever you do, don't damage this place. No, that would bring dishonor to God. And the church is not just the building. We have to understand something. The church is far more than this building. It's the people. If we want to honor God, we need to love the people of God. Honor God by honoring His people. Honor God by loving His people. Honor God by forgiving His people. Honor God by helping His people. Let's serve one another. Let's help one another. Why? That's a way of honoring God. You say, oh, Brother Owens, if I could, I wish we could have a big night to honor God, and we could lay at His feet something that would mean a lot to Him, and we could have an honor God night. You could have an honor God life. You can give Him your clean life and lay your life at His feet. You can love the poor and lay that service at the feet of God. You can tithe properly and lay that obedience at the feet of God to honor Him. You can love your church, and God is honored by loving your church. The Bible teaches us we can honor Him by singing about Him. Psalm 66, verse number 2, it says, sing forth the honor of His name. Make His praise glorious. When we sing, we can honor our God in our singing. My son and daughter Josh and Corey this morning sang the song, God Wants to Hear You Sing, and He does. It honors God when you sing. So let me tell you this. When you don't sing, it doesn't honor God. Wouldn't it be a sad thing if God were here and God could sit on the platform and we could all bring a gift to Him and everybody had a gift they could give and everybody came but you. And you sat there in your pew while everybody else was honoring God. You say, well, I wouldn't do that. That's what you do when we're singing and you're just standing there. The rest of us are honoring God with our voices and you're just standing there. We're honoring God. We're not singing for you. We're singing for Him. Choir, you're not singing for you. You're singing for Him. Special music, we're not singing for you. We're singing for Him. Let's bring honor to God. How? In our singing. Boy, when we sing the song, How Great Thou Art, wouldn't that bring honor to our God? Great is Thy faithfulness, O Lord our Father. Hey, when you sing Amazing Grace, let me tell you something about it. It is amazing. You better stop and realize how amazing that grace is, and it saved your sorry soul, and it saved my sorry soul. We deserve to die and go to hell. We better honor God and sing. We should, I love the song, We Shall Behold Him. Oh my goodness, someday we're going to be in heaven, and we're going to sing, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess, and when we get to heaven, everybody's going to sing, except for Brother Renison. No sense in turning heaven into hell. Hey, God wants to hear us sing. Sing to Him and sing for Him and sing about Him. Why? God said, when you sing forth, and it says sing forth the honor. That means you go ahead and sing out. You sing out. Even Brother Renison, sing out. Why? God said that honors me. We ought to want to honor our God. We can lay at the feet of our God and honor by giving Him a clean life. We can lay at the feet of God and honor by loving the poor. We can lay at the feet of God and honor by being obedient to our tithe and doing what God expects. We could lay at the feet of God and honor by loving our church and by singing for Him. I'll tell you something else. We can honor our God by keeping His day holy. Isaiah 58, verse 13 and 14, it says, If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath the delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor Him not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. What's talking about here? See, Sunday is a New Testament holy day. All days are holy, but Sunday replaced the Old Testament Sabbath. And what we're supposed to do is we're supposed to keep Sunday special. Special for God. Not special for you. Anybody, and I think, is it Sunday night football now? Did they move it from Monday night to Sunday night? Anybody that stayed home from this church tonight to watch football over God, that did not honor God a lick. God is not honored with someone that stays home from church to watch football. God's not honored by that. Oh, no. Oh, no. God's not honored by that. God said, it is an honorable thing to keep my day holy. You should always reserve your Sunday for God. You should make sure that church is first place in your life on Sunday. Sunday is God's day. Now, I believe all 7 days of the week belong to God. We ought to live right all 7 days, but Sunday in a special way ought to be given to God and be respected. I realize, you know what the world says? The world says weekends are made for Michelob. Weekends are made for partying and boozing it up and all of that. I've got news for the world. Sunday's God's. Sunday is God's. Sunday is God's day. America would be a lot better off if America would go back to the day when the business is all shut down and nobody and the people had nothing to do on Sunday but go see Jesus. Go see Jesus. But we party our life away and we go do our own little thing. And I'm not here to debate with you what you do on Sunday, but I will tell you this. You better put God first on Sunday. Why? It honors God. God is honored when we keep Sunday a special day. Next, if you honor God, the Bible says he could then turn around and honor you. If you honor God, God can in turn show honor to you. 1 Samuel 2:30 says, "Wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me, for them that honor me, I will honor. Them that honor me, I will honor." Wow. God will honor us if we honor him. Let me tell you something. We have already been honored. You say, how so? We have been honored by being allowed to be in his family. You know, I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Do you know, I have, my dad is the Heavenly Father. He is my dad. You talk about a cool summer vacation home. Heaven. My dad's got it all. I am honored by God. He's allowed me to be in the royal family. My dad is a king. We're called Christians. What an honor. You know the word Christian, that word is derived from the word Christ, the Christ-like ones. You and I get to wear the name of Christian. We're the Christ-like ones. What an honor. I don't know how God will honor us, but God will do it. You know, don't honor yourself. Let God do it. Let another do it. Don't let your own tongue praise you, but let somebody else's. Don't do what you do to get honored. Do what you do so you honor God and you let God take care of the rest. There's something that I like to remind people of. You know, God's keeping score in everything going on. He said, well, Brother Owens, somebody else got honored, and I felt like I was next. Don't worry, God's not forgotten about you. God knows. God knows the truth about that. You say, Brother Owens, I was bypassed at work. I'm a hard worker, and I'm loyal to my boss, and I was bypassed at work for a raise. Don't worry. God's got your number. God knows what's going on. You say, but Brother Owens, I thought I was next to take over that Sunday school class. Listen, in our human frailty, sometimes we overlook what we should not, but I'll promise you something. God has no frailties. God sees it all. God's keeping track. And look, that which you get rewarded for down here, you won't get as much for up in heaven. Hey, the less honor you get here, the greater the honor in heaven, because it's all going to come out in the wash. God doesn't always pay on Friday, but God always pays. And you say, I feel like I'm running behind. Not at all. God's just banking it up and drawing, and he's drawing some interest for you. God will honor you when the time is right. But the Bible said there, if we will honor God, then that creates a potential that God may honor us. And I think he already has by saving us and letting us be a part of the holy family. But we can get honor. Let me say one more thing and I'm finished. False honor is very dangerous. The Bible says that false honor is very dangerous. Let me read to you from Isaiah 29:13. It says, "Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth, with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me." Here the Bible said there were some that were honoring God with their mouth, but their heart, what was really going on, did not honor him. Those are the people who talk the talk but don't walk the walk. Yeah, you meet those people, say, oh, praise God. They don't do anything really that's praiseworthy. They're just religious. They talk the talk. People who say they praise God, but their life does not match their lips. I remember one day this religious Joe was trying to talk to me and just, you know, show me everything that he knew. And I asked him a question. I said, "You ever read the book of Jerusalem in the Bible?" He said, "I have, from the start to finish." Dumb bunny. Really showing me his stuff. It's funny what you can say to religious people that really don't know anything about God, but they try to talk the talk. "Let's just praise the Lord." Well, which Lord are you talking about? If you say, "Well, I honor God," let me tell you how you honor God. You honor God by a clean life. You honor God by taking care of the poor. You honor God by tithing properly. You honor God by loving the New Testament church. You honor God by singing the right music in the right way. You honor God by keeping Sunday holy. You honor God, and He'll honor you. And you got to be in the family of God if you're going to get any honor like that. False honor is dangerous. There are a lot of people out there that think they're honoring God. Man makes up his ways and saying, "God, I'll honor you my way." And God looks back at you and says, "You honor me my way, not your way. You honor me my way." God gave us a book that gives us instructions on how to honor him. And that's how we're to do it. It actually says here in Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13, God pronounces a woe on them who say they honor God with their lips, but their heart is far from him. God pronounces woe. That's a warning. That's a big watch out. Watch out. Don't do that. You know what? They may be better off saying nothing than putting up a false front. The Bible says in Matthew 15:8, "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Now, folks, let's be real. Let's be real. Let's honor God with our lips, but let's make sure we've got some life to back the lips. See, God sees the heart. Man just hears your mouth. What comes out of your mouth is not as important as what's happening in your heart and what's happening in your life. Hey, the way you live at church is not as important to God as the way you live away from the church. Everybody can put it on a pretty good front down at church. Most of you don't cuss at church. Most of you don't lose it at church. What do you do at home? What do you do when you leave the property? What do you do when you're not around the preacher? What do you do when you're not around the deacons? What do you do when you're not around the Sunday school teachers? What do you do when you're not on the church property? We come to church and praise God. Hallelujah. God's good. God would like to find out how you act on Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock. And what he said is this: "Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me." Make sure you honor him with your lips, and make sure you honor him with your heart, for out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. You see, the Bible says in Revelation 4:11, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power." God said in Malachi 1:6, "A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is mine honor?" We will continue to honor people who practice godly character traits. That's what we're looking for. You won't get honored around here for your beauty. You had nothing to do with that. God created you. But if you'll behave in a godly fashion, if you'll behave the way God wants us to behave, we'll honor those godly attributes in your life. We will. We'll continue to honor people. Just so you know, the ultimate purpose of this entire ministry from top to bottom is to honor our King. The only reason we honor you is because I think in honoring you, we brought some sort of honor and praise to our God. You see, we honor you for behaving like Him. Let's honor the Lord. Let's honor Him in all that we do. Let's make sure that our Father, our Heavenly Father, gets